In Bhuvaneshwar, it is explained in the scriptures how at one time there was a king of Varanasi whose name was Kashiraj. And he wanted to declare war against Krishna. So he performed tremendous puja and austerities and tapasya to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva appeared to him, Ashutosh. He said, I will grant whatever benediction you want. He said, I want to fight with Krishna and defeat him, and I want you to help me. So Lord Shiva, knowing that Krishna is the ultimate Lord of all lords, understood that everything was ultimately under his control, but he did not want to break his word to his devotee, so he said, yes, I will come and help you. So Kashiraj had his armies assembled, and then Shiva had his armies assembled behind Kashiraj's, and they attacked. And Krishna sent his Sudarshan Chakra and immediately sliced off the head of Kashiraj and completely burned to ashes the entire city of Varanasi. And then the Sudarshan Chakra attacked Shiva. And Shiva took his Pashupat weapon and threw it. And the weapon was, as soon as it came before Sudarshan, it ran away as fast as it could. And then Shiva fell at Krishna's lotus feet and surrendered. And began to explain how, this is what I have to do as a demigod with these devotees, so-called devotees. Now the city of Varanasi is burnt to ashes, that is my abode. And Lord Krishna said that one of my most favorite and holy of all abodes where I live is a mountain called Niladri. And there I am living in my form of Jagannath. And that place is none different than the spiritual world. It is Vaikuntha. Anyone who takes one step in Puri gets the credit of doing parikram of all holy places. He said, it is not known, but all the residents there, even the birds and the insects, they all have four-armed Vishnu forms. And he explained the glories of Jagannath Puri. And he said, just to the north of Puri, my own abode, there is a beautiful place that I'd like to offer you for your residence, so that you could always live very close to me. That place is very, very dear to me. So Lord Shiva, he was so happy. He said, this is my prayer, that just give me an abode where I can always be just close to you, always to have your association. So Lord Shiva and Parvati began to live in the place which is now Bhuvaneshwar, so that they could live so close to Lord Jagannath in Puri. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Bhuvaneshwar temple, remembering these beautiful, beautiful pastimes, continued to perform kirtan with his devotees and induce the whole town of Bhuvaneshwar to raise their arms and loudly, blissfully chant the holy name. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. They came to a temple called Kapoteshwar Mahadev. Before Lord Chaitanya went into that temple, and he had entrusted his danda to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu took the Lord's sannyas danda and he broke it in three places and threw it in a river. It's called the Bhangi Nadi River. After some time, they were walking, And they came to the place called Ataranala. It's a bridge just in the outskirts of Puri. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to give him his danda. And Nityananda Prabhu explained that the danda is gone. You were in such an ecstasy of love of God, dancing and chanting somehow or other. I was also dancing and chanting, and you fell, and the danda broke, and I don't know where it is. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood. And he said, this danda, the sannyas danda, all the demigods reside in that danda. It's very sacred, and you have broken it. Therefore, I will not walk with you. You can go ahead. And the devotee said, my lord, we shall not walk before you. You go ahead and we will follow behind. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati explains how there are four stages of sannyas: Kutichak, Bahudak, Parivrajakacharya, and Paramhamsa. In the Paramhamsa stage, there is no need for the formality of carrying a danda. Nityananda Prabhu was thinking that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the ultimate Paramhamsa. It is not right for him to have to follow this regulative principle of carrying a danda. So with this, in ecstatic love, he broke the danda in three places and put it in the river. And Lord Chaitanya was actually very pleased with Lord Nityananda. But in the role of a devotee, he wanted to demonstrate how whatever one's ashram is, one must follow it very carefully according to those principles. This river, even today, is one of the most holy places for the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is called Dandabhanga Nadi, the place where the danda was broken. It was an expression of the great, great love of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu was thinking that there are four different stages of sannyas: Bahudak, Kutichak, Parivrajakacharya, and Paramhamsa. In the Paramhamsa stage, one is no longer obliged to the reformatory processes and injunctions of the rules and regulations because one is completely transcendental. For the sake of preaching, a Paramhamsa may come down to the Parivrajakacharya stage just to give a proper example to others, to show people how they should live. But the danda is not used by the Paramhamsas. So Nityananda Prabhu was thinking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the ultimate Paramhamsa. He should not have this danda. There's no need, no need. So he broke it and threw it in the river. And also, for the sake of preaching, Lord Chaitanya took Ekadanda Sannyas from the Shankar Sampradaya. Vaishnavas take three dandi sannyas. Three sticks. So he was thinking. He broke the ekadanda and made it into a tree danda. And he threw it in the river. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from Ataranala, he began to travel alone. And then he saw the chakra on top of the temple of Puri. And he fell down in completely ecstatic love when he saw that chakra and offered his prostrated obeisances and started offering beautiful prayers to Lord Jagannath. And then he was so much enwrapped in the eagerness to see Jagannath, he started running. He was just running. He ran all the way along the beach, through the towns and the village, came right into the temple. He ran right into the temple. And then when he saw Lord Jagannath, his love was awakened to such an extent he was running right toward Jagannath in order to embrace the Lord. But right when he approached the lotus feet of the Lord, his ecstasy became so uncontrolled that he fell to the ground unconscious. There was not a symptom of life in any part of his body. And the guards of Jagannath Temple, you know they're very strict. They had sticks and were ready to beat him. But just at that time, the guru of the king, the foremost pundit in all of Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, happened to see this beautiful young sannyasi laying unconscious at the feet of Jagannath. So he asked the guards, bring him to my home. And he began to calculate, according to the scriptures, what kind of ecstatic symptom does this young sannyasi have? By putting a piece of cotton at Lord Chaitanya's nose, he saw the finest threads were barely moving, which meant he was still alive. But he did not know how to get him out of this trance. Meanwhile, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Damodar Pandit, Jagadananda Pandit, Mukunda, they arrived. And Gopinath Acharya was the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And he was actually a resident of Navadvip who had come to Puri. So he knew Lord Chaitanya and all the associates. When Gopinath Acharya saw Lord Nityananda and the devotees, he was so happy. They began to embrace and offer obeisances. And Gopinath asked, Where is Lord Chaitanya? And then some of the people in the temple told that a beautiful young sannyasi, he fell unconscious and was brought to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. So Gopinath Acharya explained, let us go, he is my brother-in-law. And they came before Lord Chaitanya and they had a big, big kirtan. They were chanting very loudly the holy names for a long time. And finally, when the name entered the heart of the Lord, he leaped up in the air and began to dance with the devotees chanting the holy name. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very much amazed and attracted by the beauty of this young sannyasi and his exceptional transcendental qualities. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, seeing Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi, bowed down to him and recited the prayer Namo Narayanaya, which means, I offer my obeisances to you, Narayan. And Lord Chaitanya responded, Krishne Matir Astu, may you always remember Krishna. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could understand that Lord Chaitanya was a Vaishnava sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya was so humble. He said to Sarvabhauma, that I have come to Jagannath Puri just to take shelter of you. I am very young and not very learned, but you are so learned. Please teach me how to live according to the principles of truth, and teach me how I could always remain protected from the powers of the illusory energy. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, yes, I will teach you. I will teach you everything. And Sarvabhauma asked Gopinath Acharya and Mukunda, what kind of sannyasi is he? Who did he take sannyas from? He took sannyas from Keshavarati. Keshavarati. In the Shankar line, the Bharati Sampradaya is not considered high class. I can get him reinitiated with the saffron cloth and have him initiated in the Saraswati line of sannyasis. Then he will be high class. Gopinath Acharya said,
Why are you talking high class, low class? He's above all classes. He has taken sannyas only as a formality to preach. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is Bhagavan. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, he's only a young boy, 24 years old. I should teach him. How will he maintain his senses? He's so beautiful. Young sannyasi is very beautiful. How will they survive? Unless he is very, very strong in understanding Vedanta. Gopinathacharya said that he is the cause of all causes. He is Krishna. He is God. What do you have to teach him? What does he care about your statuses of sannyas? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, you can say what you like to whoever you like, but I am a scholar of the Vedas. I know that in the Vedas, the Lord is known as Triyugi. That means he appears in three yugas. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga. He does not appear in Kali Yuga. Gopinathacharya explained, according to Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabharata, which are two of the most important of the scriptures, we find that in the age of Kali Yuga, the Lord appears in a beautiful golden complexion. He takes to the renounced order of life, and he induces everyone who has sufficient intelligence to take to the Yuga Dharma of the congregational chanting of Krishna's holy name.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
He is known as Tri Yuga as a Leela avatar. But as a Yuga avatar, he must come in every age to give the Yuga Dharma. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Garga Muni is talking to Vasudeva and he says that your son previously appeared in a white complexion, a red complexion, and a golden complexion. In the four ages, now he is appearing in a black complexion. Krishna Varnam Tisakrishnam Sangopanga Shaparashanam Jagyaya Sankrina Tinapraya Yajanti Hishunedishaha. And in the age of Kali Yuga, he comes in a non-blackish, a golden complexion, along with his associates to teach Harinam Sankirtan. And there was a wonderful discussion. But ultimately, Gopinathacharya told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, even though the Supreme Personality of Godhead is right in your very home, because you have not received His mercy, you cannot understand. Through all your logic and all your empiric knowledge, you will never understand God. The only way God could be understood is when you receive the mercy of the Lord. And there is no other way. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, there's no need for you to get so angry with me. After all, you are my brother-in-law, so we should... So they were joking together like this. Anyways, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took Lord Chaitanya one day to the Jagannath temple and said, today, I think, out of my parental love for you, I should teach you Vedanta. It is the only way to protect such a young, beautiful sannyasi like you from Maya. So Lord Chaitanya said, oh, I will be very grateful if you teach me Vedanta. You are my guru. So for 7 days continuously, he explained Vedanta. And Sarvabhauma asked him after 7 days, have you understood what I said? And Lord Chaitanya said, I am a fool. I cannot understand what you're saying. He said, then why didn't you ask some question or tell me you're not understanding? For 7 days you didn't ask any question. You didn't say a word. Lord Chaitanya said, because every sloka, aphorism of Vedanta is very easy to understand. The meaning is as clear as the sun. But your interpretations are like a big, black, dark cloud completely covering the real meaning. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Never heard such talk like this. He was very much upset. He said, well, then you tell me what is the meeting. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very elaborately began to explain how the Absolute Truth is not impersonal. The Absolute Truth is a person. That the form of the Lord is Satchit Ananda. It is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And that Lord has three tattvas. The Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. And that Brahman, the impersonal bodily rays of the Lord, are like the illumination of the Lord, but Krishna is the source. And that the Jivatma is the marginal energy of the Lord, Achintya Beda Beda Tattva, simultaneously one with the Lord and at the same time eternally different, in that the Jivatma is the eternal servant of the Lord. And therefore the original natural quality of every soul is bhakti, is pure devotion. And it is only through devotion that the Lord reveals Himself as He is, and there is no other way. When the scriptures and the Upanishads explain that the Lord is impersonal, that means He doesn't have a material personality. When it says He is formless, it means He doesn't have a material form. When it says He has no qualities, it means He has no material qualities. But throughout the Shastra, there is great and direct evidence that the Lord, in His original existence, has unlimited spiritual qualities with an unlimited spiritual personality, who is the source of all pleasure. Vedavyas has very directly and simply written Vedanta Sutra to establish the supreme form of God and the path of bhakti. But Shankaracharya, through his theory of illusion, has interpreted in such a way to misguide the world. This was a very great blow to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the greatest scholar of Shankar's Siddhanta. And he started arguing and defending in so many elaborate ways. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crushed to powder every one of his arguments. And after Sarvabhauma was totally defeated philosophically, Lord Chaitanya chanted the Atmarama verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Atmaranashtumunayo nirgrantya. This verse explains how even the greatest, most liberated souls who have attained mukti, when they come in contact with the form of the personality of Godhead Krishna, they forget their mukti and surrender in love and devotion to His lotus feet. Shukadev Goswami, he came out of the womb of his mother. He was a Brahman realized soul. But upon hearing the beautiful glories of Krishna's pastimes, he surrendered to Krishna as a person. And similarly, Sanat Kumar and their brothers, the four Kumaras, they were Brahman realized souls, but upon smelling the tulsi leaves that were decorating the lotus feet of Lord Narayan, they gave up their impersonal liberation to surrender to the personal service of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya asked Sarvabhauma to explain the Atmaram verse according to his understanding. He explained it in 9 different ways. And the way he explained it, it was like Brihaspati. So incredible, much logic and detail and poetic ornaments. And then Lord Chaitanya, he said, with your permission, I will explain it. He said, yes. Lord Chaitanya explained it 18 different ways, never touching a single point of Sarvabhauma, and completely defeated him. At that point, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, with folded hands, said, you are Krishna Himself. There is no one who could be so learned like you unless you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am a fool. I have become enlightened by your mercy. Lord Chaitanya explained Shankaracharya is not at fault for the philosophy he has given. Because actually, Lord Narayan instructed him. And he told his wife Durga in the Padma Purana that I have been instructed to come to the earth in the age of Kali Yuga in the form of a Brahmin in order to present a philosophy of impersonalism that will create an atheistic semblance within this world and propagate the progress of the age of Kali. A covered form of Buddhism. Anyway, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya completely wholeheartedly accepted the path of bhakti upon hearing this and started explaining how his heart had previously been so dry from so much grammar and logic and philosophy with no devotion, but how the Lord had so kindly delivered him and how he was the lowest and most fallen. When we become humble like that, then we become receptive to receive the mercy of the Lord. At that moment, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed a wonderful form to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Right before his very eyes, he saw the beautiful form of Narayan with his four arms. And then he transformed himself into the beautiful threefold bending form of Shamsundar playing upon the flute. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fell unconscious, offered obeisances, weeping and crying. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked him up and embraced him. And when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was embraced by Lord Chaitanya, his hair started standing on end. He began to perspire. Tears started flowing from his eyes, and he started to dance in ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya was dancing in ecstasy with him. And at that point, Gopinathacharya happened to see them, and he was very happy. He said to Lord Chaitanya that you have taken my brother-in-law, who was such a hard-hearted, his heart was like a dry wheat cake. When they're dry, you can't even eat it. There was no taste, no ras. But now he's dancing in ecstasy. This is your causeless mercy. And Lord Chaitanya said to Gopinathacharya, he said, because you are such a great devotee, because of your blessings on him, therefore he has achieved love of Krishna. This is the nature of devotees. Whatever good they do, they always want to give the credit to someone else. Materialists always want to take the credit for themselves, even if they didn't do it. Even if they had some distant, in a very distant way, they had something to do with it. They want to take all the credit and take whatever anybody else has done. He helped. But a devotee who understands the principles of real humility and wants the real mercy of the Lord, whatever we do, we want to give all credit to another. Ultimately, all the credit goes to Krishna. But that's not enough. We want to give the credit to our guru, to the other Vaishnavas, to everyone. If you take the credit, you get some credit, but you lose Krishna. If you give the credit, you lose the credit, but you get Krishna. So which is better? It depends on what you want. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after he saw this beautiful darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he recited 100 beautiful verses. There's a book of these beautiful verses even to this day. And in this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became an unalloyed pure devotee. The next morning, Lord Chaitanya went to Jagannath's temple very early, and then he came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house with Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasad, garlands and prasad for eating. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was just getting up from his bed, and he heard outside his door, Krishna, Krishna. It was Lord Chaitanya's voice. And when
Sarvabhauma was getting out of bed, the first words out of his voice were, "Krishna, Krishna." And he came and received Lord Chaitanya, who gave him prasad, and he immediately started offering prayers to the prasad. Two prayers. One of the prayers was, "Mahaprasad is non-different than Krishna. And when it comes, one should immediately honor it. Even if it's stale, even if it's dry, even if it's coming from a distant place, one must respect prasad immediately, regardless of all rules and regulations." And he started eating it. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "You are a Brahmin. The rules and regulations of Brahman is after you get up, you have to bathe, you have to wash your mouth, you have to chant your Gayatri. Then only you're allowed to eat." But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained that these rules and regulations are there, but when it comes to prasad, it doesn't matter all these rules and regulations. So Lord Chaitanya became so happy, jubilant, that this is the perfection of my dream coming true in life, that the great logician, philosopher, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, so much attached to Mayavad, has now realized the glories of Krishna's Mahaprasad, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki! And again they embraced and started dancing. One day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were coming to the Jagannath temple together. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya inquired, "What is the most important principle on the path of bhakti?" And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, "The most important principle is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna." And then he explained the verse from the Brihad Naradiya Purana, "Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranjata." How in this age of Kali Yuga there is no other way, no other way, no other way than the chanting of the holy names. And he stressed with great, great emphasis how Krishna is non-different than his name. How in the age of Kali, Krishna has descended within his name to deliver everyone and everything. Whoever you may be. One day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he wrote two beautiful verses on palm leaves. And he gave those verses to Damodar Pandit to give to Lord Chaitanya. Damodar Pandit and Jagadananda Pandit were bringing the palm leaves to Lord Chaitanya. But just when they were about to go in Lord Chaitanya's house, Mukunda took the leaves and he copied them down on the wall, the verses, because he knew Lord Chaitanya's mood. And when Lord Chaitanya was given the verses, he immediately ripped them up and destroyed them and threw them away, because they were beautiful, beautiful glorifications of himself. Who knows those verses? Vairag Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shmika Purusha Purartha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kripam Bodhirabhat. It's revealing how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Beautiful, beautiful poetic prose. And after Lord Chaitanya ripped up the verse, all the devotees went outside and started reading what was on the wall in great ecstasy. And then they all started writing it down in their own little palm leaves to keep it. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that these two verses are heart and soul of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Another day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya approached Lord Chaitanya and told him there's a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by Lord Brahma. Tate nukampam sukshamikshamano bhunjana evatmikritapipagam Where
Brahma is explaining that those who, in the face of terrible suffering and misery, with folded palms, pray to God that this is all coming by my past activities, I deserve it, but I surrender to you with a grateful and devoted heart. A person who, in a miserable condition of life, surrenders to the Lord with a grateful heart, he alone is fit for liberation. But Sarvabhauma explained to Lord Chaitanya that this word, Mukti Pade, I have changed to Bhakti Pade. Why? Lord Chaitanya said, why are you doing like this? He said, because I used to, my whole life was dedicated to the goal of achieving mukti. But now that I have achieved bhakti, the word mukti, I hate it. Impersonal liberation, which people consider mukti to be, I don't like it. And Lord Chaitanya explained that actually what Vedavyasa is saying when he says mukti pade, it means at Krishna's feet, all types of mukti is resting. So it's actually a glorification of Krishna's feet. And besides that, bhakti is the ultimate mukti. So what he's talking about is pure devotional service. So you should not change this verse. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, all right, I will not change it, but I don't like that word. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased, because mukti is the idea, is a selfish ambition. We want to be liberated from suffering for ourselves. But bhakti, we find gopis, they are willing to go to hell forever just to make Krishna have some relief from headache. A devotee is willing to endure any difficulty as compassion to others, or for the pleasure of the Lord. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became one of the greatest, most intimate associates of the Lord. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells that it was in the month of Magh, just after the Makara Sankranti, that Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. In the month of Palgun, he came to Jagannath Puri. In the month of Vaishaka, in the month of Chaitra, he delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then in the month of Chaitra, Vaishaka, he approached his devotees and he took each of them by the hand and he said, I am your servant. You are my life and soul. You are so dear to my life that I cannot give up your company. To give up my own life will not be very difficult, but to give up your association is very difficult for me. Therefore, please know that you are more dear to me than my very life. And I want to ask charity from you today. Charity from you today. Please give me permission to travel through the provinces of South India. Many years ago, my brother, Vishwarup, left home to take sannyas. I desire to travel to the southern provinces to find him. But I want to go alone, with no companion. Please give me your permission. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he said, my Lord, you should not go alone. There are many dangers. There are thieves and there are rogues on the roadsides. And also know that sometimes you have to carry your outer garments, an extra set, and also your begging pot, kamandalu, and you'll be chanting with one hand and counting your rounds with another hand. So you should have at least one servant to help you carry these things. And Lord Nityananda said, and I've already 20 years I spent traveling throughout India. I know all the places.
I'll be happy to go.
Lord Chaitanya said to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he said, I am just like a puppet in your hands. I wanted to go to Vrindavan, and you cheated me by making me go to Bengal instead. I was very attached to my danda, and you broke it in three places and threw it in the river. Therefore, I will not go with you. And as far as Jagadananda Pandit, he's always trying to give me different objects of sense gratification. And I'm a sannyasi. I'm trying to follow the strict rules and regulations of a renunciate. And yet he wants to give me nice beds and fine oils, and if I don't accept it, he fasts. He tortures himself and fasts until I accept it. I will not go with him. And Mukunda, when he sees me taking three cold baths a day and sleeping on the bare ground and wearing just very simple sannyasi clothes, he weeps and cries to see me in such a difficult situation of life. And when I see him, I become more unhappy than he is just by seeing him. So I will not go with Mukunda. And as far as Damodar Pandit, he's a brahmachari. I'm a sannyasi. Yet he feels that he can educate me with a stick. He feels I know nothing about social etiquette and I must learn everything from him. Therefore, I will not go with any of the four of you. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that actually Lord Chaitanya was praising them. He was tasting the sweet nectar of their unique ecstatic love. And he took the opportunity to praise their intimate love for him by apparently finding faults. So Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, you are independent. Whatever you desire, we must accept. But please take one servant. You can take... Here is Kal Krishnadas. You won't even know he's there, but he will help you. So just to make the devotees happy, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Kal Krishnadas as his servant. And then they all together went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. And when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was told by Lord Chaitanya that he was leaving Puri to travel through South India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his heart was broken. He said, for so many births and deaths I've wasted without you, and now finally I have attained the shelter of your lotus feet, and you're leaving. But ultimately you are the independent Supreme Lord. And whatever pleases you, whatever makes you happy, you may do. But please stay for 5 more days in my house. And during those 5 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and the devotees had so much wonderful association, bringing prasad throughout the day, having harikatha and kirtan of Krishna's holy name. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath's temple. And standing before the beautiful form of Sri Jagannath Dev, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begged permission from the deities to begin his great pilgrimage to the south of India. We should never embark or disembark in any activity in life without humbly seeking permission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has appeared in the beautiful form of a deity. Lord Chaitanya, in the role of a devotee, set the proper example of etiquette. First he begged the permission of the devotees, then he begged the permission of the deities. This is the tradition of humility. Similarly, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, before beginning his writing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, first he begged the permission of all the devotees, then he begged the permission of the deities. When we have those blessings, we become empowered by the Lord to perform His will within our life. After taking permission from Balaram, Subhadra and Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya immediately started on his South Indian tour. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya walked with him for some way, and then he told Lord Chaitanya that there is a place called Vidyanagar, and in that place is an extraordinary person of the name Ramananda Rai. Because in the past I was a Mayavadi, I used to laugh at him and joke with him because he was a Vaishnav. But now that I achieved your mercy and understand what is the highest truths, I can know that Ramananda Rai is such a Vaishnav like no one else. His realizations and the mellows of transcendental ras that are within his heart are something that I feel that you will be very happy to see. So Lord Chaitanya promised, yes, I will go to see Ramananda Rai. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went. He said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you go home. And when Sarvabhauma understood that now the Lord is actually going to leave me, he fainted unconscious. And as Sarvabhauma was laying there unconscious, Lord Chaitanya just walked away without turning back. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, this is the nature of a great personality. Sometimes he is softer than a rose, and sometimes harder than the thunderbolt, depending on what will serve Krishna best. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a place called Alalana, which is on the banks of the ocean, on the seashore. And there he had wonderful, wonderful kirtan with his devotees. Alalanath is a beautiful deity of Lord Narayan. And it was one of the favorite places of Lord Chaitanya. As he was dancing and chanting in the temple of Alalanath, hundreds and hundreds, thousands of people from all the villages came to see the beauty of Lord Chaitanya's magnificent dance. And Lord Chaitanya induced everyone to blissfully chant Krishna's holy name. And when Lord Nityananda Prabhu saw this, he made a prediction at that time. Lord Nityananda predicted that you will spread the chanting of the holy names of the Lord in every town, in every village, throughout the whole world. Srila Prabhupada ki! Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Nityananda Prabhu ki! Lord Chaitanya bid farewell to Lord Nityananda and the others. And alone with Krishnadas, he began his wonderful pilgrimage. As we were explaining last night, he was dancing down the roads. And wherever he went, he was inducing everyone to chant the holy names. As he was going down the roads, he chanted this beautiful song. Krishna, 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 Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare. Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Dakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Akshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Krishna, 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 hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.